Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with David Simon, the creator of The Wire and Q&A conductor here for Spotlight here, which was, I gotta say, I was sitting here in the theater here in the National Portrait Gallery and just blown away. And I'm right there with you when you were saying during the Q&A when you're yelling out, cut to black, as the phones are going off. I shared that sentiment entirely. What was it like sitting here watching this as a filmmaker and having that interaction as the credits are getting ready and you're calling calling for it to cut to black?
Well, I mean, I saw the film a couple nights ago and I was calling then, so I mean, I actually didn't see the end of it here. But but having said that, I just felt like it was a very brave film in the sense of the story does tell itself as it gets going, and it's entirely worthy of the time and the effort spent to tell it. But it's the kind of film that doesn't get told enough because it lacks all the things that the entertainment industry thinks is currency. There's not a lot of sex in it. There's not a lot of violence.
Lots of paper.
But there's a lot of paper, and there's a lot of ideas, and there's a lot of humanity. And the actual stakes of something that we all should be vested in as a society is laid bare. And it's just like films don't get made because they have this currency and not the other crap. And so to see it executed as well as it was, and to be up there with the filmmakers and with the subjects of the film, I'm delighted it got made. I was happy to be able to exhibit it tonight.
Absolutely. And a big point you made here that I thought was a crucial point that you made and a crucial point of the movie too is the idea of how the journalist could have stopped, but the editor saying hold on it, and there's a bigger fish to fry. And in a way The Wire was like that too. I mean, you start on a lower level and you expose it out. But we're
in entertainment, and that's our job is to be playing for the last 20 minutes of film. You know, you're making a film, you want the whole thing to hold together. Journalism doesn't always get those opportunities. Sometimes the story has to go. Sometimes you go on less than perfect information. You try to get it right. You try never to get it wrong. But you may get it incomplete. It's the first draft of whatever you're trying to explain to people. But
I guess my question is more the courage of a screenwriter and the skill it takes to craft something where it's rather than a small sliver, but that you're tackling the institutionalized corruption or something.
It's just it's a different target. You need more time. It has to be long form. In the same way, I guess, to follow your analogy, that this was long form journalism. This was a long term investigative project by a group of reporters. I very much admired the restraint and the care that they showed, and the delicacy of reporting. Reporting to me was, as Mencken said, it was the life of kings when it was done well. And it may not have always ended as well. And not every story was gold. And sometimes you wasted your time. And sometimes you spun your wheels. But it was never not fun, and it never felt purposeless in the way that sometimes being in the entertainment industry is. Like I said, you know, watching it, it was kind of like porn for me. It was nostalgic porn.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll just wrap up. But the final one, I just want to talk to you from, you know, I did some time up at the Sun, and what years were you there?
I was there 1982. I started as a stringer in 82, and I was there to 95.
Gotcha. So just speak to that a little bit in terms of why we need more papers like this to devote resources for long-form investigations, and sort of what you were mentioning on the stage in terms of what the internet age maybe made us rush to judgment on certain stories.
Well, the amateurs can't do this. There's a lot that the internet can do. The immediacy of real-time reaction and what the internet can provide. There's certain things that ordinary people and a phone like the one you're holding up at me can achieve and can cover certain things in a very immediate and basic way. But what you just watched was journalism that can never be the amateur hour. It has to be professionals, it has to be people who devote their lives to it, who look upon it as a career, who expect there to be a paycheck. Maybe not the best paycheck you can make for that skill set, but
right.
but certainly enough that you can send your kid to school and pay your mortgage and have a life doing the same thing every day, coming back to work every day and beating the hell out of a story. It has to be professional.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the paper I was at, there's 120 people where there used to be 500.
Yeah.
And that dynamic, you know, the Baltimore metro area is the same size. The problems are the same size or bigger. But the number of people devoted to it is much less. And until they figure out the revenue stream, society's going to suffer.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, thanks for taking the time.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Beth.